Some years ago, I came across an article in the New Yorker magazine about a husband who had taken his wife to the doctor several times, asking for more tests, and every time he was refused. She was fine. Finally, he took his wife to the doctor and said, "I am not leaving until you run more tests on her." And the doctor relented. And the woman was found to have advanced cervical cancer and died soon thereafter. The husband started doing a little more research and learned that her doctor was a part of a health management organization, a HMO, and he received a fee, but every time he suggested a referral or offered a treatment, something was deducted from his fee. In other words, the system was set up to provide him an incentive not to treat his patients. After all, every test he suggested, every test he ran, cut into his profit margin. Now, we can debate the ethics of that system at another time, but what caught my eye was the comment of another physician who was quoted anonymously in the article, and this is what he said. "All doctors want to do the right thing. We want to heal. However, people are very human." People are very human. Is that like saying dogs are very doggy? Fish are very fishy? Elephants are very elephantine? It is true, cats are very catty. Whenever two or more cats are together, you can hear them making snide comments about the human beings around them. People are very human. At one level, that seems like a nonsensical statement, and yet the physician was making a statement very profound about the human nature. And what he was saying was very chilling. To be human is to be selfish. To be very human is to be greedy. Sure, we have altruistic instincts. Sure, we want to be generous toward others. However, to act in your own selfish self-interest is what it means to be truly human. The doctor had a point, but his point was completely pointed the wrong way. Christianity has a very profound appreciation for our penchant for self-centeredness. Christianity is very aware of our egotistical nature, of our selfishness. And yet Christianity rejects that physician's anthropological compass. We believe that when you act in a selfish manner, when your focus is on your self-interest, when your ethics are determined by your own ego, you're in fact not acting humanly, rather you are acting away from your true humanity. That's what Jesus was saying, is this is my commandment, that you love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. And greater love has no one than this, that we lay down our lives for our friends. Jesus challenges us to understand that to act selfishly is actually to be less than human. To pour ourselves out for each other as God poured God's self out for us, that is what it means to be truly human. The more we give what we have been blessed with unto others, the more of ourselves we can give away. That's what it means to be fully human. We worship a God who has poured God's self out for us, and to truly worship this God, we must take up our cross and do likewise. In other words, from the Christian understanding of what it means to be truly human, this physician should have ignored the profit motive and done all within his power to bring healing to this woman. Because that's the most human thing he could do. To act humanely is to be fully human. When we come to this table, we behold the nature of God. Jesus says unto his friends, "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you." This is the very nature of God. But he's also saying, this is what it means to be human. To take what you have been given and to hoard it to yourself is to be less than human. Take what you have been given and bless others. To come to this table is to embrace the great Christian paradox. The only way you find yourself is in giving yourself away. The only way you're truly human is to pour out what you have received, even as Christ poured himself out for us. This is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. It's a summons. It's a summons to worship God, to glorify God by pouring yourself out for God's creatures. And when you do that, you celebrate God in the very fashion in which God gives himself to us. And that is what it means to truly be called to this table. People are very human, but we are most human when we're giving what we have unto God's creatures around us. Our Lord.